Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at PR@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, right now we are going to join Planet Janet for a bit with our author, Janet Garber. And according to her website, janetgarber.com, she is a baby boomer, a semi-decrepit XHR exec slash writer, finally. Also a knitter, a cook, hiker, biker, music lover, yay Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and Lucinda Williams, blues and rock and roll. She's open to phase two and ready to tell some stories, and from that I already like her. And today we are going to get a sneak peek into her book titled Dream Job, Wacky Adventures of an HR Manager. So let's bring her on. Welcome to the network, Janet.
Hi, Pat. So wonderful to be here.
It's wonderful to have someone with a great sense of humor. I like you. So why Planet Janet?
Well, I have a unique way of looking at things. I was in a very serious profession for 30 years, human resources. You know, we make sure people are paid on time. They're given the proper benefits. We investigate any grievances. I had to be a super kind of policewoman in my day job. Mm-hmm. So all of my tendency towards humor, I channeled into writing.
I'm sure, though, that you were awesome at what you did because, yes, there was that serious side, but boy, you need a sense of humor to last that long and maybe just to relate to all of these different personalities.
Oh, yeah. You know, my feeling is that writing is the best revenge. In fact, this dream job was, you know, heavily based on a job I actually had, I won't say where, years ago. And for therapy, I used to write on the train, the commuter train, on the way in and out of work.
Wow.
And in HR, we have a saying. We say that you can't make this stuff up.
Isn't that
so
the
nothing
truth?
Nothing I could make up could equal what was actually happening there.
Well, like you say, they say write what you know about. So maybe just give us a little sneak peek into your human resource years. What kind of businesses and areas did you
specialize? Well, I was actually in five different industries, ranging from, let's see if I even remember, ranging from wine and spirits importing to heavy manufacturing, mortgage banking, healthcare, and continuing legal education.
Oh my! From wine and spirits to healthcare—that's.
it was a wonderful career. And my last job, which I had for 15 or 16 years, was a wonderful place to, you know, to wind up.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very hard to write this kind of book about that place.
Sure. No, I understand.
The healthcare adventure was pretty wild and hairy.
I'm sure. Healthcare is my wheelhouse. Sometime we'll have to talk about that. So, and you were a writer also, though, prior to this book, Dream Job, Wacky Adventures of an HR Manager. You wrote a book, I Need a Job, Now What? Just tell us about that.
Well, here's what happened. I always wanted to be a writer. I couldn't figure out, you know, how to do that when I was younger. You know, I needed the income. I was a single parent for a long time. So I had to have a serious job. But, you know, the writing impulse was always there. So what I did is I started writing locally. Then I branched into trade magazines. Then I wrote for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, different kinds of career articles. And the motivation was, here I've got candidates in front of me. You know, there's no way they're going to get hired looking the way they do or talking the way they do. And I really wanted to give them some feedback and help them. And I was able to do that with these career articles. Mm-hmm. And then from the career articles, I was offered this book proposal from Barnes & Noble to write I Need a Job, Now What? And that book was so successful that they put it out in another edition and they put it on audio tape. And I still think that the advice in there is valid. In fact, I'm teaching a little class at the local library, and I urge them to buy the book for, I think it's 99 cents now.
Mm-hmm.
And just to get some good tips about, you know, how to figure out what you want to do in life and how to present yourself.
Isn't that the truth? I imagine you saw all kinds of interesting characters coming in and out looking for jobs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
My own stepdaughter presented herself with a ring through her nose at a very, very conservative place. And I'm like, you know, she had the job, you know, they were going to give her the job just on my say-so. I said, no, let her have the practice of interviewing. And when she showed up with the ring through her nose, I mean, it was all over.
Oh, my gosh. And some of this is just so obvious. It's like, come on, you can make a statement, but not during a job interview.
Yeah, yeah. So that was kind of sad. So there were always things when I was interviewing candidates, I was just dying to tell them.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So is that why you decided to write the book, Dream Job?
Well, that was why I wrote the first book, I Need a Job, Now What?
Right.
Dream Job was really an exorcism for me. You know, first of all, I wanted to get back at my rotten boss. And I wanted to see what would happen. This is a thought I often had. What would happen if I wasn't so competent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would it be like to have an HR manager who was herself having a breakdown because of her single sexless life? And, you know, and how, you know, what was going to happen? How was she going to find romance? How was she going to, you know, tame this environment she was in that was totally out of control? And so that was a lot of fun, just imagining that.
Oh, I'm sure it was very cathartic, too, just to get all of that pent-up irritation out and on paper.
Yes, yes. And I try to keep it funny and ridiculous and over the top.
Well, I could tell that you have an innate sense of humor, so I don't think that was difficult for you.
Right.
Yeah, give us a little synopsis of the book, then.
Well, okay, so Mellie Cole, who's the heroine, has just turned 40. She realizes that she has no life at all, that, you know, aside from her wild dreams that she has at night, during the day she's got this impossible job at a healthcare center where every single problem comes to her to be solved, and there are over 3,000 employees. So it's a constant stream of crises coming into her office. She's got a very unsympathetic boss. I don't want to give away too much of the plot.
Right, no spoilers. You know?
And then she's really struggling, and she finally steps out of her comfort zone, finds romance with maybe an unlikely guy, kind of a lumberjack type out in the country. And, you know, and she's got some rivals up in the country for this man's affections. Some of them are not human. And, you know, it all winds up. I like happy endings. I like happy endings. So she winds up in a good place at the end.
Sounds like a good book. Dream Job, Wacky Adventures of an HR Manager. Now, did any of your coworkers or the folks that you worked with that you were kind of writing about ever read this book?
A few of them have. A few of them, you know, can recognize certain characters. But mostly, you know, I used composites.
Sure, sure.
Composite characters. And, yeah, they have. I'm still hoping to hear from readers. I'm really curious about their reactions. I met a woman yesterday, and she said, I really liked the parrot.
Oh, I heard about
the
parrot.
All right, this woman really read the book. She's not faking it because that's not on the jacket cover.
Exactly. So she knows what she's talking about. So, yeah, so what has been the response and who is your audience, do you think?
Well, I think my audience, my ideal audience would be people who've worked in human resources, of course, because they know what's true and what isn't. And I just this past week was at the Human Resource Annual Convention in New Orleans, and they allowed me for the second year in a row to sell my book there. And actually to do a little journalism and cover one of the sessions. Mm. They're my ideal audience because they just know, as I said, what it's all about. But I think women in general probably will appreciate the book a little more than men. But I've been getting good reviews from both. In fact, the book recently placed as a finalist in the 2017 Next Indie Book Awards.
Wow.
And I went to a big cocktail reception at the Harvard Club in New York to receive a medal.
Oh, I love that.
That was kind of funny. And it also was a runner-up in, what was that called now? The Best Indie Books, I think. Best Indie Books Awards. So I've gotten some recognition. I have some little badges I can paste on the book.
Excellent. That feels good.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, attracts more readers as well.
Absolutely. And there's so many local SHRM organizations. You could probably spend the rest of your life giving talks to all of the local organizations.
That could be.
Yeah.
I'm actually at work now on a second novel. I've got a first draft. I'm very excited about that.
Well, tell us about it.
That's totally different. That's about life in Paris in the 1970s for an American girl and her French husband and baby.
Oh, wow. Where did that come from?
I'm not telling.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's fun. That's going to be, I don't think that's going to be funny, but, you know, everything I write is sort of a little snarky and sarcastic.
Sure, I get that. Oh, my God.
It's fun because, in the 70s, that was the beginning of women's liberation, the sexual revolution, feminism.
Yep, different time.
Yeah, so all of that comes into play.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. So you're toiling away on a completely different project, which is great. And tell us about the cover of the Dream Job. I was interested in it. It seems very deliberate. So just let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, the funny thing is that was the easiest part of the whole project. I was asked to look at stock photos. I wanted to have a photo with a woman, of course. And I would want to convey some humor. You know, I was really hoping to look for someone looking a little frazzled. But I found this picture of the blank face, and I said to the design people, let's put something in that shows that it's wacky. So I came up with this second, wacky adventures line, and they decided to write the title over her face, and I thought that was great.
Yep.
And I've gotten very, very positive response to the cover.
And that's why I brought it up, because I responded very positively toward it as well, and. Yeah, I mean, say don't judge a book by its cover, or the cover makes the first impression. Well, it truly does.
Yeah, so that was just a stroke of luck, I think.
No, it was a stroke of genius, Janet.
Stroke of genius, somebody in the design department.
Let's go with that. Now, you also write nonfiction, short stories, poetry.
Yeah, I've published, since I retired 2 years ago from my day job, from Human Resources, and I decided to devote myself to fiction and poetry. And I've been lucky enough to publish about 20 different short stories. In fact, I had two that came out this week in different literary journals and a handful of poetry as well. I don't really do as much poetry. And that is just such a thrill to me to get accepted.
Yes.
Even in the smallest journal.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
No, I really do. So what have you learned about yourself as you write, whether it's your short stories or poetry, but just as a writer, what have you learned about yourself?
Well, that I have a lot to learn in terms of the craft. I'm still, very much, figuring out how to write a short story. I know what I'm good at, certain elements I'm good at, like characterization and voice, and other areas that I probably need to learn a little bit more, like plot. So I'm very much in a learning mode, which at my age is very exciting. I'm busy all the time. It's just been really wonderful.
Well, I think that's inspiring to everyone listening, because so many times people want to write or have that feeling that they could, and then they hold back, and it's never too late to begin.
Well, this novel, Dream Job, actually sat in a drawer for about 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So I totally understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I've been running away from writing most of my life, or doing the journalism, which just seemed a little bit more accessible and easier
to
get done.
Well, I'm happy that you embraced it.
Once I retired, I knew that, I'm used to a very fast-paced life and very structured. I knew I better have something to do. I didn't want to wake up every morning depressed. So this has kept me incredibly busy.
Oh, good. I'm happy, and you sound happy, so that's great. Well, now, is there anything that we missed that you would like to talk about today?
What else could I possibly talk about? I'm always afraid that people are going to equate me with the heroine.
Yes.
And especially since, I feel like I have this reputation as a serious person. So I like to say that I've never hyperventilated, hidden under my desk, gone gaga in Grand Central Station, or fallen in love with a guy who likes fishing.
You needed a disclaimer.
I'd like to get that on the record.
You needed to put a disclaimer at the front of the book, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. You know what? People do have that tendency. No matter what you write, was that me? Was that you? No.
No, even my husband does that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is not me. This did not really happen.
Hey, let them
get excited.
Let them think what they want, right? I love it. You are awesome, Janet. Well, listen, where can folks go to learn more about you and to purchase your books?
Okay. Well, I have a website, www.janetgarber.com. You can go on there and you know, have a link to purchase the book. Or the book is also on all the major, you know, all the major venues, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Lulu.com. It's available in Kindle and Nook and Kobo. It's out there.
It's out there, Janet, and we're happy that it is. We're happy that we met you. You are a fun person, and just keep writing, and we're looking forward to more. Sending people over to JanetGarber.com. What a pleasure to have met you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. And I welcome all your readers and listeners.